Welcome to HCS Talks. I'm your host, Superintendent of Hampton City Schools, Raymond Haynes. We are in our second season of HCS Talks, the official podcast of Hampton City Schools. Our mission is to educate, inform, and even entertain not just our local community, but listeners far and wide. Each episode, we explore a range of topics from student achievement and educational initiatives to the dedication of our teachers, staff, families, and community partners. We will also highlight impactful programs and initiatives that make a difference in our schools and beyond. To our returning listeners, thank you for your continued support. And if you're tuning in for the first time, welcome. We're glad you're here and hope you'll keep listening to HCS Talks. Today, I have the opportunity to sit down with one of our talented student athletes, Hayden Shelley, a freshman at The Hampton High School, where a legacy of excellence continues. So welcome, Hayden. Thank you for joining us today on HCS Talks. Before we dive into our discussion, please introduce yourself to the listening audience.
Hi, my name is Hayden Shelley, and I am a freshman at Hampton High.
Freshman at Hampton High. So what middle school did you attend prior to coming to The Hampton High School?
Jones Magnet.
And you were, are you born and raised in Hampton?
No.
What elementary school did you attend?
I'm not quite sure the name of it.
Okay. Was it in the city or someplace else?
Someplace else.
Okay. So you came to Hampton when you entered middle school? So were you at Jones since sixth grade?
Yeah.
Okay. So now you're a freshman at The Hampton High. Now is around the time, I believe, that you will have selected or would have selected an academy. So what academy are you going into next year?
Health and Financial Services.
Health and Financial Services. Do you know what your aspirations are once you complete Hampton High School yet?
I would like to be like a nurse, something like that.
Okay. So, Hayden, when you think of wrestling, usually you think of it as a boy sport, but we know that is not the case. So how did you get into wrestling and what inspired you to join the team?
My brother wrestled when he was in high school, and watching him wrestle was like, looked like a fun sport. And then Coach Ward, the first day I met him, he said, "You're wrestling." So.
Your brother attended Hampton?
No, he went to Phoebus.
Went to Phoebus? Okay. So you watched him in his matches and things, and it sort of kind of inspired. Did you all wrestle at home?
Yes.
Did you compete well with him, or
no.
Was he always dominating?
He was dominating.
But you learned some things from him as well.
Yes.
All right. So what was your season like leading up to the state competition? Any key matches or moments that stood out for you?
It was the beginning was pretty rocky and hard because I was wrestling 285, but I was 220. So it was pretty.
So wait a minute. You were wrestling folks who weighed 285?
Yes.
And you were 220?
Yeah.
So what was that like for you?
I was getting thrown around.
But it made you tougher.
Yes.
Did you win any of those matches?
I won one.
One against a 285 pounder.
Yeah.
Wow, that's impressive. So you would say those are the ones that sort of kind of stood out for you when you were wrestling the 285?
Yeah. Yeah.
Any other ones that you can think of sort of stood out for you starting off?
My first match with a girl, it was against this state qualifier from Culpeper, and it was a pretty good one. She was a good competition for 235. She was really fast, and so I wasn't used to that because I wrestled 285. They're slower,
right?
So I had to get used to the movements different, and you gotta really watch her in particular. She likes to shoot. You gotta watch her.
So was she a freshman?
No, she's a senior.
Senior. Mm-hmm. So how did that go? How did you fare in that match?
She cradled me.
Now, when you say cradle, what does that mean?
She had her hand behind my head, had my foot, and then pinned me like this.
Okay.
So it was pretty.
But you learned from that.
Yeah.
You learned any moves from her that you have used on other folks?
Probably the snap down that she did. Okay. I practiced that more after she did it.
All right. So what was your reaction when you realized you had qualified for the state competition?
I was happy, nervous, and a little scared.
What made you scared?
I think it was just the fact that I was scared because I ain't seen the competition before. Mm. I hadn't seen most of those girls. I haven't seen wrestled. And it's a different ball game going out there. And yeah, it's different.
Did your brother come to a lot of your matches?
Yeah, he did.
Do you have any other siblings? Is it just you and your brother?
No, I have I got a lot of siblings. I got three here, some back home.
Any of them interested in wrestling, or do they wrestle as well?
I'm trying to get my little brother into it, but he's baseball, so probably not going to happen. No. And maybe. My sister, she's too girly. So,
so hey, we know wrestling is a pretty demanding sport. What have been some of the biggest challenges you have faced?
Probably trying to stay motivated, keep your head up. It's more mental than it is physical, I like to say.
So what do you do? What types of things do you do to stay motivated?
I just think about how far I've came, and I look back, and this year was really a good year for me. I just look back at accomplishments, medals I got hung up, like, you know, you just got to stay motivated.
So that great feeling you have when you get the medals and you want to feel that feeling over and over again. I certainly understand that. So wrestling in high school, do you watch wrestling on TV or any professional wrestlers? Do you have a favorite one?
Gable Stevenson.
What is it about Gable that you like?
He's a 285, but he's muscle, lean, and he's insane.
Yeah. Have you gone to see him wrestle?
No, I just watch him on, like, YouTube and stuff.
So, Aiden, we also know that wrestling requires a lot of discipline. How do you balance academics, training, and your personal life as well?
I keep my academics up top first. If I know I got a bad grade, I don't go to practice because I don't need to wrestle if I can't keep my grades up. But this year was pretty good. I kept my grades well. And training, we got practice every day after school. And then after that, I go home, do my chores, you know, talk to my parents and, you know, take a shower, go to bed.
What type of training do you do? Is it weightlifting? Or what does the training look like?
So off season will be weightlifting, but during the season, we're doing cardio. We run around the room. We do our stretches. We pair up with our partners and we drill, practice drilling and shadow wrestling. You can do that at home, though. But, like, if we don't have practice, that's what we'll do at home. Shadow wrestling, we'll do squats, sit-ups, stuff like that.
All right. So what advice would you give to younger girls who are interested in wrestling but might be hesitant to try?
I would say try it. I mean, it's not going to hurt you to try. You might not like it, but it's a good experience. It's really fun. You learn more about yourself when you start wrestling, and your mindset changes. Everything's easy.
So do the young ladies around here talk to you about your experiences and sort of kind of inquire about how it is for you?
Some people are just like, oh, wrestling, nah, you know, like they just talk trash about it. But, you know, that comes with it. But a lot of people don't understand because they don't watch it.
Right.
They just think it's bad because they're not, like, into the physical stuff. But I like it.
It comes with a lot of discipline. They think it's just wrestling, but it comes with discipline and technique and strategy, and it's a mental process.
You gotta watch what you eat. You can't eat nothing. You gotta stay underweight.
Gotta balance it all out. So you mentioned when Coach Ward saw you, he instantly said you're coming out for the wrestling team. So why do you think he said that? And what type of relationship do you have with Coach Ward?
I think he said that because he was trying to build a program for himself, and he did. He's a really good coach. I'm glad I met him. He changed my perspective on a lot of things. He's helped me through things.
He was also, I believe he wrestled in high school and college as well.
Yeah, he did.
So you're able to learn a lot of techniques and things from him, as well as when you're practicing with your team members as well.
Yeah. I get nervous when I'm wrestling him, though. He's too good. Huh?
Well, he still has it, I guess, huh? Mm-hmm. All these years. So what are your goals for the future in wrestling, and do you see yourself competing beyond high school?
My goals, I would like to make it to the States the next 3 years, place, you know, be like first, second in state. I would like to probably drop down to a different weight class this summer, get more strength.
What weight class are you looking to drop down to?
Probably 190.
190. So what types of things do you have to do to get to 190? I'm trying to get some tips myself.
I just got to watch what I eat. Cardio. I like running now. Mm. Ever since I started wrestling, running's fun now. But I'll probably focus on strength training.
So are you running miles or just?
Yeah, probably about 2 miles, 2.5.
2.5 miles?
Yeah, probably.
You run around a track or a neighborhood? Or
neighborhood.
Combination. And then the weightlifting, what type of weightlifting regimen do you have?
I'm not quite sure yet. I'll probably do that with my dad this summer.
Mm-hmm. Coach Ward give you any tips on that as well?
He will in off season. We didn't do much strength training during the season, but his off season workout sounds like whoever's not committed is going to leave after this workout. Right.
So, hey, now you're interested in any other extracurricular activities beyond wrestling? I know you said your brother likes baseball. Are you interested in softball or basketball or anything else?
I'll probably play softball next year. I had a few people come up to me asking me if I would come play, and I was just being hard-headed and said no. But next year I probably will try to play softball.
Have you played before?
No, but I've played baseball and stuff with my brothers, and I've helped their team practice and stuff, so it's not that.
So you're familiar with it?
Yeah.
That's good. So, Hayden, what has wrestling taught you about yourself, and how do you think it will shape your future?
I think it's taught me that I'm more disciplined than I thought. That everything that I thought was hard ain't really hard. It makes everything easy. Because you go out there and you fight for about 6 minutes, and so you're giving it all you got on the mat, and then once you get off of it, it's like, well, I did all I could do, and it makes everything just look easier and stuff. And I think that I would like to wrestle in college if I get any offers. I would like to wrestle in college, though.
Any particular college or colleges you may be interested in attending that you can think of right now?
No, not right now.
Have you seen any of the college matches? Gone to any of the college matches?
I've watched them online, but I ain't gone to any.
Okay. Well, that might be something you want to get an opportunity to do once it presents itself for you. I know Coach Ward will connect you with all the resources as well for the next level. Before we wrap up, I just want to sort of kind of focus on a couple of more things. So wrestling has taught you a lot of discipline, and you talk about techniques and weight training and getting in the appropriate weight class. So what is it like going to a match and actually engaging in the competition? What feelings do you have? Do you have a particular song that plays in your head, or what gets you hyped?
I like to listen to, like, rock music before I wrestle, like Falling in Reverse. I usually blast it before I wrestle. And then once I get out there, I'm a little nervous, you know, a little shaken, got butterflies.
Right.
Once you get out there, you do one move, and you're like, okay, this is easy. You know, I got this now.
watching your competition before you get on, does that bring you a little anxiety, or do you try not to watch them?
I watch them, and it does make me a little bit nervous, but it helps you because you know, okay, they're probably going to do that. Now I can counterwork on what they're going to do to prevent them from doing it.
So you're watching them right before they, while you're at the match or tournament, but do you watch any film prior to coming to the matches, or
yes,
how does that work?
I study my film.
Okay.
What I did, like once I watched my film, I'm like, dang, I could have did this, I could have did that. But when I was on the mat, I couldn't do it.
Right.
So I study it.
So you're studying your own techniques and how you can improve upon yourself.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So are you looking at ways and how an opponent might get one up on you and how you could better adjust or adapt the next time? And how does that work for you?
Yeah. When I'm watching my matches, I like try to watch what they're doing and how I'm reacting. And this season, next season is going to be great. But this season, I struggled with like taking shots and stuff. So next season, I'm going to definitely have to do that.
So but, I mean, next season will be greater. It was already great for you.
Yeah, it's going to be. Yeah. Yeah.
So, is there, I know we talked about memorable matches and what have you, but is there a particular venue that you sort of felt more energized and motivated, particular school where you competed that got you the most hype, or is Queen Street your home where you feel the love and the strength and motivation?
I think I was most like excited and motivated at regionals.
Mm-hmm. Where was regionals?
It was, I think it was at two different schools. Okay. I can't remember.
In this area, Hampton, Newport News, or Richmond?
Maybe Richmond. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, I felt pretty motivated there. I went in saying I'm going to win it.
You had that mindset, huh?
Yeah. A lot of our girls went in a little nervous and stuff. I wasn't nervous once I got in there and I see my competition. I was like, okay, maybe, you know, be a little nervous. But I was like, no, I didn't get in my head. But at States, I did. But regionals was memorable. I think it would have been nicer if we got medals.
Yes.
So that would have been even more memorable. But.
Well, Hayden, you have such a pleasant disposition. I guess you change it to a different person when you get out on that, on the mats and engage in the competition, huh?
Yeah.
Your whole mentality changes.
It does.
So, Hayden, as we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to shout out or thank for supporting you, or anyone you'd like to shout out or thank for supporting you on your journey?
Our wrestling parents, I'd like to shout them out. They're very supportive. And, of course, Coach Ward. I mean, I wouldn't be anywhere if it weren't for him. He really helped me. There were a few times that I was thinking about quitting, and, you know, he's very motivating. He's a great coach. I'm really glad I met him. He's definitely changed he changed the way I think. I thought real different last year. I was just like in my own ways, and he helped pull me out of that. He's helped me learn more respect. He's bettered my future. I'm confident to say that he has bettered it.
And there's a lot to say about a coach, because they connect with you in more ways than just the actual sport. Connect with you in life as well, and teach you some life experiences and help you acquire that motivation and discipline as well. So I'm sure that he is certainly grateful to have you as part of the team and part of the Crabber family as well. And I can only imagine that you'll continue to do even greater things. I have to take it upon myself to get out and see some of your matches next year, Hayden, because I am sure that you are a superstar and will continue to do some great things. So thank you, Hayden, for taking the time to join me today and share your experiences with me and our listeners. I've truly enjoyed our conversation and look forward to following your success over the next 3 years at the Hampton High School. And to our listeners, remember, education is the most powerful weapon you can use to change the world. As one community, one transformation, we will ensure academic excellence for every child, every day, whatever it takes.
Listen to learn more about Hampton City Schools. New episodes of HCS Talks drop on Thursdays. Subscribe and listen to HCS Talks. HCS Talks is a Hampton City Schools production.